BBC Radio Lancashire.
Ian McGarry, good evening, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks very much, and thanks for asking, by the way.
Have you sorted your problems out there?
Well, they're not my problems.
Of course they're your problems. Well, you're in charge in there, what's up with you?
It's obviously the electric bill's not been paid as it should have been.
Yeah.
But we're on song now.
I know you blame everyone else, but anyway.
That's normal.
Good evening.
Good evening, yeah.
Everything okay?
Fine, yeah.
Right.
It is now, yeah. We're on air, 20 minutes late.
Superb. No, you're not 20 minutes late at all. No. It's any time after 7, so
yeah,
don't start.
Yeah,
anyway, surprise me. Who have we got round the table tonight, Ian?
We've got the Runcorn manager, Stevie Wilkes.
Stevie Wilkes, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Gary. I'm not so bad, thanks.
We've got Steve Pritchard, who's the Runcorn press officer, and also... sorting out the new ground project for Runcorn's move back to Runcorn. Of course, they're playing with Albion at the moment.
Evening, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks for joining us. Who else we got here?
And we've got Phil Priestley, who's the Runcorn goalkeeper. And it says in my notes, he has played for Charlie in the past and is larger than life character,
yeah.
Larger being the operative word,
that,
of course.
That was read very natural, thank you. Good evening to you, Phil. How are you?
Good evening, Gary. Fine, thank you.
All right, anyone else from Runcorn in tonight?
Well, there's me, of course.
Oh, yeah! Sorry! Yeah, forgot about that. How are you doing, Ian?
I'm the Minister Without Portfolio. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah.
Minister Without Portfolio?
Just to show I'm educated. I am educated.
You should have been on that debate last night.
Oh, I should have been, aye.
That was fantastic. That would
have been great, mate.
Anyway, good evening, chap. Steve, you get... Obviously, you know what the crack is. How's it going for you?
So-so. We've had ups and downs this season. I think we've got 6 games left and we need, I think it's 5 points to improve on last season's points tally. We need one more victory to beat last season's victory total. So it's gone all right. It's gone all right. I mean, a lot of things have gone into the ground project, as you'll find out this evening for this season. So we're ticking over all right. We're disappointed to be where we are, if I'm being honest. You know, we're looking forward to next season.
Let's bring Steve in. You mentioned the ground, of course, and what's going on. We're quite publicised already, Steve, but how's it going on?
It's going really well. We're only a couple of weeks now from sort of completion of the obvious side of things, you know, sort of all the pitch side paraphernalia and everything. So, yeah, very close.
I say it's well publicised. If people don't know the story, just give us a brief resume of what's actually gone on, how you applied for it, what you've got in the end, and the kind of investment we're looking at.
Well, sort of in reverse order, it's about £250,000, ground, which would enable us to get promotion as well. So it's not just good enough to keep us where we are.
Right.
We can go up from here. But this project's been ongoing for about two and a half years. You know, the history of the club after the other one folded meant that obviously we had to concentrate on getting the other club, or getting this club up and running in the first place. And then once we had a sort of stable foothold there, we turned our attention to getting a new ground in the town.
And what, when you say a new ground, is this the investment from the club? Just to explain, it's not just the club paying for this, is it?
No, it's a mixed funding. We've managed to secure a grant of £100,000 from Halton Borough Council, which obviously we're very grateful for. We've also managed to pull in, I think, about £93,000 from the Football Stadium Improvement Fund. And we've also obviously done our own fundraising, which has been about £30,000 on top of that.
Excellent. And, you know, these kind of things, always looking to the community too. Is that the case here?
Definitely, yes. I mean, one of the things that's sort of come about in recent weeks is that we've managed to pull in some pretty good wins, actually, in the community with the sort of local reserve side, youth side. We've got some junior sides coming on board as well. And all of that is all based around the fact that we've now got the ground in the town. So without that, we'd still be sort of playing away.
Excellent. So, I mean, Steve, I suppose you would have preferred, as a manager, of course, with all this great news off the field, you'd have liked to have a bit more excitement on it, is fair to say.
Yeah, but we knew at the beginning of the season, Gary, what our priorities were this season. The chairman spoke to me at the end of last season, and one of the remits he gave me was just to keep the team in the division. So we've successfully done that quite easily. We just wish we'd have won a few more games. I'm sure everybody does. You know, we wanted to finish in the top 6. I don't think that's going to be possible now. We're still aiming for 8th or 9th. But like I said before, if we can improve on last year, You know, with everything that's going on behind the scenes, like Steve just mentioned, we've got a reserve side next year now and a youth team, and we've got a youth team coming on, a junior team coming on. I think it's from the age of under sevens, if I'm not right.
That's right, yeah.
All the way up to 15, so, you know, it's looking good.
Okay, let's bring Phil in. How's it been going for you, Phil? I mean, of course, we speak to goalkeepers quite a lot on this programme for some reason, Ian, don't we?
We did have one last week, didn't we?
We did indeed. A very smart young chap, wasn't he, if I remember
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
How does this one fare?
He's smarter than this guy, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, straight
from work,
Derek. Well, no excuses, isn't he, mate? Ian's come straight from work.
Absolutely.
What's the state of him? But seriously, you know, great things off the field. Management, telling you, could have been better this season. You're the keeper. You get all the away fans, home fans on your back and that. You're enjoying stuff?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's a great set of lads down there. The dressing room banter's fantastic. Probably one of the best we've been to.
Was that before Ian arrived?
Yeah. No, it actually picked it up a little bit.
Really? I'm surprised.
We do run a couple of sweeps, but we'll talk about that later. But like I said, the dressing room's great. We've got a great set of young lads down there, with the exception of myself, Chris Blundell and Files it. I think we're the only three that are over 26, 27.
Wow.
The average age one of the games, Wilksie told me last week, was 19 and a half or something, 20 or something. So like I said, there's a load of young lads coming through with the reserves and the youth set up as well. Mm. Hopefully that can bring it on as well.
It's interesting. I mean, Ian, it's probably best to ask you, in all seriousness, and not messing around, hasn't it? We do have a bit of banter in here, as we well know, but I know you know Steve all these years. Steve used to be a very big friend, and still is, of the programme, and used to come on quite a lot when he was managing teams here. We follow him just to run corn there, but obviously play all the other teams anyway. But when you arrived there and you got involved with Steve at the club, what did you think, I mean, of the setup and the team itself that you're saying?
Well, to be honest, obviously the setup's is good because I played at Witton Albion, which are playing in the in the couple of divisions above. But for me, it's difficult. One of my problems was that I thought when we got there that we just weren't hard enough, had enough steel running through the side, and I still think that, to be honest with you. Both the manager and myself think that, like, obviously next season we'll rectify that, we'll make that right. But like Phil's the keeper has just said there, there's a good bouncing dressing room, and there are a lot of young lads, and a lot of the lads that's playing this season at moments, it's their first season playing in non-league. A lot of them come out to local leagues and West Lancashire leagues and them sort of things. And it takes a bit of adjusting to North West County's Premier Division. Just, you know, if you've never played in that division before, it's not an easy league to play in, to be honest with you. There's a lot of...
Well, you're highly experienced, as we know, manager, going back years. Steve, same with yourself, not as lengthy years as Ian, we know. But how difficult, since you've been there, is that kind of thing as well? Recruiting new blood, bright players, interesting players to come and join you?
I'm sure every non-league manager will tell you the first question that players asks is how much money can I have, and unfortunately it's true. Unfortunately, you know, for some reason I got told about a website the other day that said we were, my wage bill was £1,200 a week and we were the third highest paid club in the league. Well, it's not even a quarter of that.
Gone up a bit since Ian joined you, of course. But
you know, so it is difficult to bring established players in, like Ian just said, and Phil's touched on it. We've got a very young side at the moment. You know, Liam Watson at Southport's been brilliant for me. He's lent me three lads, two 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old, who have done really well for us. You know,
are these lads who've come through their youth policy?
Yeah, they're in.
Which is doing well, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. And they're good lads. You know, we might be throwing all three of them in tomorrow. We don't know yet. But you know, we have got a young side. I think the team on Tuesday night that got beat off Ramsbottom had seven lads that have never played at this level before this season. So, you know, people don't realise that. It's not all about this season, like we've said. We're trying to build a side for next season. We do need to improve on the side we've got. We know that. And hopefully, I've made one or two inroads, spoke to players that may be coming to join us next year. So, experienced lads as well, because we haven't got the experience right down the spine, apart from Phil, who starts us off. But, yeah, it's been good. It's been a challenge, you know, and that's one of the reasons I left Paddy Hill 2.5 years ago, was because I wanted.
Well, you said it was a challenge. I remember, you know, when you came in that night, it was a bit of a wrench for you. You said that, and you thought a lot of Paddy Hill and didn't want to leave in that respect, but you took this new job on and this position, and you knew it was going to be tough, but it was a big challenge for you.
Yeah, and, you know, it like you say, it was a big wrench to leave Paddy Hill. I've still got lots of friends at Paddy Hill, you know, especially Alan Smith, who was brilliant for me when I was there. But I wanted to test myself. You know, and I think we finished with 41 points the first season I was there. We got 55 last year. So hopefully we can improve on that this season. So we are making that steady progression. I think I've touched on, I've done a piece on the Vodcat website this week that a lot of Runcorn fans expect you to go out and win every game 3 or 4 nil because of the history the club's had.
Mm.
And it just doesn't happen. You look at Newcastle Town, who've won the league this year, and they're going to win it by a mile. 21 years they've been in this league.
Well, that's why, I mean, you know, people say tonight, well, you know, you're not in our area and everything else, but we're so known in this area, and you may be managing Runcorn at the moment, but all the wealth of knowledge you've got of all the teams in this area, you know, warrants you as a guest in my eyes anyway. And you're always a good stand-in for that, what's he called?
Magoo.
Yeah. Ian, isn't it? Ian McGarry. That chap. Irene, you're right. Well, you know, it's that way, isn't it?
It is.
But
it is, yeah.
Your knowledge of other teams, I mean, we'll probably do it reverse tonight, Ian, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
Instead of, because we're going to have, you mentioned Liam Watson, we're going to have him. Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's the voice of the guru himself, Ian McGarry. Where are you tomorrow then?
Better ask my manager.
All right. Steve Wilkes, how lucky you're in.
If he doesn't know where we are tomorrow,
he's got a problem, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I was going to say, phone off. What do you reckon, keeper?
Should know your next three games.
If you don't know the next three games, it's a fine.
Is that, Phil, hang about, is that one of his mantras? Is he throwing that back at you?
Yeah.
So next player, what's a mantra?
Well, yes. He plays at left back.
He's up front, doesn't he?
Plays at left back, yeah.
We're actually at home tomorrow to Silsden.
So don't go away, Ian.
You know, sorry, not at home, yeah, 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 at yeah. Home, yeah,
yeah. Okay, listen, all joking aside, thanks for coming in, guys. Just before we do wrap it up, Steve Pritchard, the Runcorn press officer. It has been, I suppose, positive for you to put things into perspective this evening, with a lot of good news for you. So how much work in the summer will you be doing?
Oh, there'll be plenty to do over the summer. Obviously, we've got a pitch that's growing at the moment that we're going to need to get... mown soon, otherwise it might be too late. But so there'll be plenty to do to get that pitch up to standard, because while they've been building around it, we've not had any access to it, so there's some work to be done there. And then obviously in the clubhouse there's plenty of painting and stuff to do,
so fitting out and all that kind of thing.
Getting all that sorted out. But
when do you expect to actually, you know, that's it, we've finished the whole thing?
When does the season start?
7th of August.
So it'll be a big race for that, will it?
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. I mean, in terms of the stuff that we're doing, is a lot of it will be sort of prettying up the all the facilities and everything will be there, ready for sort of grading and getting the green light and everything. It'll just be.
I know it's exciting for the club, but what about the area? Can you feel that kind of excitement too? That hey, this is a cracking project. It's going to be good for all of us.
It's incredible, actually. You know, every time you go down there, somebody sort of says, you know, really looking forward to you coming back to the town and everything. And there's a real buzz. There's a proper buzz about the whole thing, so it's really, really good.
Okay, Steve, for you to go for, not targets or anything, but you mentioned, you know, you'd love to have done a little bit better with the remaining games. What can you do?
Well, like I said, Gary, we've got 6 games left. We need one victory to beat last season's victory tally. We need, I think it's 5 points to beat last season's target. So, you know, we want to win the 6 games we've got left. If we can win 4 of them, I'll be very happy, because it'll take us to 62 points. So, you know, we've got something to play for. It's not, I said to the players after we got beat Tuesday night, I won't let this season peter out. You know, if, you know, like we've discussed with Ian, we might throw the kids in tomorrow, give them a chance. Because, unfortunately, I've not got a young keeper, so it'll be Phil.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for coming in tonight. Phil, you took a bit of tap tonight, mate, but thanks for joining us.
Can I just say he's a top, top lad and a top, top keeper.
Top, top keeper. There you go. Yeah, the assistant manager told me he quite liked the keeper, and he's a good lad, actually.
Certainly is, by the way. Yeah.
Well, I know you're trying to be tough with him, but you were all soft on Phil, weren't you?
He did quiet tonight.
He has actually turned our season around when he come in in November.
Listen, Phil, it's a great bit of praise I got out of him there for you at the end, wasn't it?
Thanks, I'll give you that tenner up.
No worries, mate. That's Phil Priestley, the Runcorn keeper, Runcorn press officer, Steve Pritchard. Thanks for coming in, Steve. All the best for the rest of the season and that closed season. Steve Wilkes, the Runcorn manager, and of course the guru.
Good evening, yeah.
No, it's Tara now.
That's what I'm saying, good evening.
All right,
yeah.
All right. See you later, here. Chuck.
Okay, darling.
All right, back same time, same place next week. Stand by for The Drift here on BBC Radio Lancashire with Phil.
On FM.
AM.
Digital.
And online.
Right across the county.
BBC Radio Lancashire.